Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're with us here today. Hope it was a great weekend for you. And I want to mention this right off the bat. If you want to join us on radio, it's 1-800-229-3000. If you look at the logo of New Life, right in the middle, there's a little tree, and in the middle of the tree, the branches that are there form a brain. Why is that? Because our ministry is based on transformation, and you can literally transform your life by changing the way you think. And we think with the brain, and it's really important we get the best, the most out of it for the longest amount of time. And to help us with that is Dr. Daniel Amen on with us today with Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hi, guys. You guys doing all right today?
Doing great. Great
so
to be
happy
here.
Happy to be with you.
Well, we're glad you're here. We always have tons of calls. So if you have a mind to pick up the phone, then pick it up. Call 1-800-229-3000. This train is not leaving the station until you call us. I guarantee you it's going to be a great day. 1-800-229-3000. And let me just mention this. If you're wondering what kind of brain you have, you could take an IQ test. That would tell you something. But you could also go to a site that's free. It's called brainhealthassessment.com. It's for free. You could find out what kind of brain you have. Dr. Amen, what does that mean? What type or what kind of brain a person has?
So based on our brain imaging work, we've done now nearly 160,000 scans. What we realize is not everybody has the same brain. Mm-hmm. Some people are impulsive, some people are compulsive, some people are sad, some people are anxious. And based on thousands of scans, because I realized a long time ago not everybody can get a scan, I created this assessment so people know which of the 16 brain types do you have. And then, well, what should you do to optimize your brain?
Yeah. And so to optimize a person's brain, of course, we have to, well, first of all, you have to eat correctly, right?
Well, and what we found is some diets work for some brains, and mm-hmm. they make other brains mean. So, for example, if the front part of your brain works too hard and you worry and you can't let go of negative thoughts and you tend to be argumentative and a bit oppositional, if you go on the Atkins diet, you concentrate more on the things that upset you. And so it can actually cause divorce. I was on Rachel Ray once, and she said, and she had that brain, the over-focused brain. Mm-hmm. And she said, I became so mean, I wondered why my husband didn't leave me. Mm-hmm. And people don't know because there are all these fad diets out, try this, try that. One could really be a match for your brain. The other could just blow up your life.
Well, I'm telling you, I lost a lot of weight on the Atkins diet very quickly before I put it back on very quickly. But when I was on it, there were two things, constipation, and I was very, very intense and reactionary. There's just no question about it. Of course, the opposite. One of the reasons I've had no sugar this morning is you really taught me sugar is the enemy. I suspect that's true for all brains. Isn't that right?
It is true, because it increases inflammation, which is a major cause of both depression and dementia.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout out for your clinician's toolbox? If you're a therapist and you're listening, or a counselor, you've got a clinician's toolbox with lots of resources, and I give it to most every client that comes to me. So, you know, assessing the brain is good, and it helps you know where you start and how you can make it better.
All right, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this.
I feel blessed to have had this opportunity for my needs to be met, connecting with other women who are fighting the same fight, hoping for healthy marriages and growing closer to the Lord on their journey.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography, it might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
I feel encouraged and hopeful that even in my struggle, I am enough.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey.
Through the sharing in our small group, I realized that I am not alone.
Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer. And Dr. Amen has a great project, a great book out. It's changed some lives. And right after we mentioned this, and we have it, if you want it, you can order it from us. And it's called Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. Dr. Amen, you've actually worked with some folks that have not only turned their lives around, but they've loved this so much they're involving other folks with it.
Well, I love it. We actually finished a huge project with Earth Friendly Products. They make the Ecos brand in the stores, where we taught people in all four of their plants around the country how to have better brains and better lives. And, you know, people get sick together or they get better together. Mm-hmm. And so creating these brain healthy spaces has been so much fun for me.
I love that. Well, if you need some help, we can connect you with what Dr. Amen does. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be in the studio today for 2 hours with Dr. Amen and Dr. Sherry Keffer. And Dr. Keffer, you worked with Dr. Amen for a while, huh?
I know. Talk about a life change. 5 years. Mm-hmm. We were together, and I remember the day I met you. I came and met you. I was looking for a job. I had just actually lost a job. And I so loved your work. I came in and met you, and you said, well, what are you looking to do? And I said, well, who's talking to your therapist about what you do? Because what you do is so big. So you hired me to be your marketing director, and then I started seeing clients there. And but I work so differently now because of you. I can't even see a human being without brain typing them. And I think it makes me a really great clinician, because people like to find out about this organ, and not a lot of therapists talk about it. So
you were my first outreach director that I hired to go talk to therapists, and I have 9 of them now. So you obviously made a great impact. But, you know, so many people, they go see therapists, and nobody even thinks about their brain. No one looks at their brain, and that's insane, because if your brain's not right, you are not right. People don't get your brain creates your mind. And so if you've had a car accident, if you've been in a mold-filled home, if you've had an infection like Lyme, it can steal your brain, which then steals your mind.
Yeah. In the Christian community, I think a lot of times we talk about the heart and the soul, and, you know, we kind of get the brain or the mind all mixed up in there. And we need to be willing to stop for a minute and say, wait, there's an organ here. There's a kidney, that's an organ. Brain, it's an organ. And sometimes it needs to be treated physically, not just with better intention or repentance or whatever, but it needs to be treated as other organs. And I think a lot of times in the Christian faith, you know, you can take medicine for the kidneys or you can take medicine for your liver. But if you need medicine for your brain, well, that's ridiculous or that's evil or something. Very, very confused about that.
Well, and psychiatrists are part of that problem because Freud was an atheist. And, he really sort of caused war with the Christian community. But, you know, I want you to think about this. You know, your brain can have problems like your heart can have problems.
Sure.
Most people who see cardiologists for their heart have never had a heart attack. They're there to prevent them.
Yeah.
And my prayer is, and, you know, New Life's work fits perfectly into this, is we want to prevent depression, Alzheimer's disease, anxiety disorders. But in order to do that, you need to know, well, what are your risk factors? And we need to attack them, just like we attack heart disease. Did you know in the last 20 years that cancer has gone down 27%, but suicide has gone up 33%. Why?
Yeah.
Because we're working on the wrong paradigm.
Right.
We need to see the brain as an organ and get serious about brain health.
Yeah. Well, it's so true. Depression has always been the biggest issue around here. It gets worse. We talk a lot about sexual integrity, things like that, but depression is huge, and the tendency toward suicide is huge. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to some folks, see if we can give them some help. If you want to talk with us, 1-800-229-3000. Dr. Amen, board-certified psychiatrist. He's been doing this a long time. 160 scans of brains he has looked at. I don't know of anybody that's looked at anything 160 1,000 times. So he knows what he's talking about. Let's go to Sherry, Phoenix, Arizona. She listens or watches online. Hi there. How are you?
Hi, guys. Am I online?
Hi. Yes, you are. I mean, you're on
Hi.
The air. Live.
Well, what
color.
A thrill. Dr. Amen, I have to tell you, it's been a 7-year dream of mine to be able to actually speak to you. You and Tana are superstars in our home, and I feel like I know you because you're constantly in our conversation. But
nice.
Back in 2012, Dr. Sherry, within Sherry Denham, told me about you, and I came out to the Newport Beach facility and had a brain spect. I've been a very long time Club New Lifer and have listened for so many years I can't even remember. So it was great advice. Thank you, Sherry. At that time, my brain spec showed that I had some brain trauma from some injuries in childhood, flattened prefrontal lobe, decreased prefrontal pole, temporal lobe, and parietal lobe activity, and decreased tracer activity in my inferior orbital, lots of stuff. My biggest concern is my ADD and my OCD have not really improved, even though I've done a lot of the suggested things. I went back on an antidepressant. I've been taking the fish oil, bacopa, ashwagandha, and I'm still having a tremendous difficulty in reading and getting to the bottom of the page and not knowing what I read. And also, my busy brain is as crazy as ever with the inability to relax. And so I have a lot to cover. I'll try to be as quick and efficient as possible. But my concern is now, do I make the investment to come back and get rescanned and see if there have been actual physical changes in my brain, or some of the other suggested things at the time of my scan were to do neurofeedback, which I did for a little bit. And the physician here in Phoenix said it's not sticking. Maybe because my life was so unsettled at the time. She told me to come back later when I was in a more settled place in my life. Or the other thing was transcranial magnetic stimulation, because I've also developed very severe tinnitus since having my scan in 2012. So I know that's a lot.
Yeah, let me tackle some of this.
Okay.
So whenever we see a scan that has had traumatic brain injury, where you have low activity in the front part of your brain, so things like forethought and judgment, impulse control, focus, that we have to repair that first. And in 2012, we were recommending a lot of hyperbaric oxygen because of the NFL work that we've done with professional football players. So if, you know, for me, I always would love an updated scan. You know, it's been 7 years. What's going on? But hyperbaric oxygen is one of those beautiful things that helps to increase blood flow to the brain. So what your symptoms are telling me is you're not better. Your brain is not getting to the right place. So maybe the simple things like fish oil and certain supplements may not be strong enough. And so other treatments like hyperbaric oxygen could be really helpful. Today, you should take the brain health assessment online that we've been talking about and go, okay, what's my type? Is it type 2? That often goes with low frontal lobes. And here, make sure I'm doing everything right for that. But the problem is often when your frontal lobes are low, it's hard to do everything right, because follow through is a struggle. So really focusing on what are those things I can do to heal my brain. And I'm in a new movie that hopefully will be out this fall called Quiet Explosions. And it's how we rehabilitated football players' brains and soldiers' brains and athletes' brains and so on. But there's hope for you. You just have to stay with it to do the right things. TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, is really great for tinnitus. It's also great to increase blood flow to the brain. And neurofeedback is a wonderful thing. But if I had to prioritize them, I would do the hyperbaric oxygen treatment first to try to repair the trauma. And then write this down. And, Steve, we should talk about this today. There's something called the Erlen syndrome, I-R-L-E-N, and often happens after head injury, and it's a visual processing problem. And it often goes with mood instability, irritability, anxiety. You look like you're terribly ADD. And the treatment is colored filtered lenses. And Sherry, I don't know if you've seen the miracles I've seen. Just knowing about that and getting the right treatment sometimes is just incredible.
Well, let me ask you this also, Sherry. Not Sherry the caller. Not only is there physiological treatment, there chemical or supplements, but and it's not just a physical change. Let me ask you about the emotional things going on and relational things in your life since 2012. What's going on personally? Has there been a lot of stress or not? Is that better or worse in your life with the people around you?
Oh my goodness, so much better. Killing the ants, which Dr. Amen, it sounds so simple, but making it a priority of being in the environment of positive thinking. I was at the very worst time of my life in 2012. And so I knew that was probably affecting some of the things with, definitely with my thinking, but even possibly my scan results. Right now, I'm in a much, much better place, much more content. I feel the Lord has, a lot of it has just been a total download from the Lord of peace and learning to be content in all things. So that's kind of the question that causes more uncertainty is, I know that I'm in a good place, but I know, Steve, you had the ADD, and I was so encouraged that you said you'd seen a huge improvement.
And you know, you mentioned reading, and one of the things I love about summer is I'm very intentional about the, you know, the fiction and the recreational reading I do, and I absolutely and able to love it. And, you know, before I would, you know, I'd read a page eight times before I could move on. So I've seen a lot of improvement there. Well, I hope you'll get another scan if possible. And I would love
to have her check out the scotopic sensitivity that you brought up just a minute ago with the Irlen syndrome. I wrote that down as she was telling me all her symptoms, because that's a quick fix. That's something with the lenses that could quiet her brain down if that's something that she has. So
okay. Yeah, so you can just go to Irlen, IRLEN.com. It was discovered by my friend Helen Erland, who was a school psychologist. But I've seen more miracles with people getting the glasses than, you know, almost anything else.
Yeah.
It's really powerful.
Absolutely wonderful. All right. So that IRLEN. Anyway, I'm so glad she called. We'll get you a copy of this great book, Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. A lot of things make you feel better really fast. Cocaine. Stuff like that, it just doesn't last, and then you get addicted, and then you have withdrawal. But here's a plan. It's a process for you, and anybody can do it. It's right there. You can order the book from us. Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come right back with Dr. Amen, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Really glad they're with us today. Glad you're with us today here on New Life Live. We're in the studio for 2 hours here, another hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes. 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. L-I-F-E.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn and I've been talking about a theme in my life and sharing with people. I did it Sunday during the sermon I did at Heartland Church, and you could go to New Life and click on Heard It on the Radio, and you could watch that sermon. I gave this weekend on Watch What You're Doing. But here's the thing. Not one thing ever fixes everything. An example, a guy with a problem with pornography goes to Every Man's Battle. That doesn't fix the finances in his life. It doesn't fix everything. And we can always, you know, get help for the most immediate horrible things. And then once we've done that, now we can move to the next level. I think that's really, really important, that you not ever think this one thing, it's going to fix everything. In fact, it may make you aware of things that were very, very easy for you to overlook. Let's go to Becky.
I was going to just say one second, Steve, thinking about Sherry and what you just said. Transformation takes time, and you do take things down, and you just stay the course, and there's always more that's there for you until you're really at a really good place. So anyway, I just was proud of her. 2012 seems like a long time, 7 years, but she's doing so much better than she was when she started.
Yeah. Transformation does take time because it involves transformation. It's not easy. Becky,
change.
Philadelphia, WFIL. How you doing?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Absolutely can.
Hello?
Yes, we can. Yes, we hear you. You're on.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. It is a true honor to talk to you. I've been listening to you over 20 years.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much for blessing the Philadelphia area. This is so embarrassing and humiliating, but I wanted to call you because of, I just would love your thoughts to know, have you ever had a case where the husband just will not consummate the marriage? That is my story, and I know you're limited time, so I don't want to do...
What was he like when you were dating?
So that is the thing. He was a very romantic, kissing, like what you would think is a normal guy, fiancé. And immediately following the ceremony, he said he has a mental block and doesn't know why. So I've spent, and the honeymoon, of course, was a bust. He was like avoiding me on the honeymoon. So I spent 3 years going around the world trying to find help and get him help. He wasn't getting himself help. I'm trying to get him help and paying for it. And it was a switch. And then the clinical psychologist that I found that is very much like you guys, he tried to work with us to get him to his neural pathways. So to do like marital homework assignments to, retrain his brain.
Okay. So real quick question here. In all of this, was anything uncovered that ever happened with him in the area of early abuse or experiences later in life that related to sex or his sexuality or feelings or experiences with folks of the opposite sex? Anything like that there?
Okay, so no abuse, but he came out after 3 years saying that he had a former obsession with... masturbation that he feels could have ruined him. Now, he did tell me before we got married that he had ED, and so we had a plan that I'd send him to the urologist and he would take medicine, which is horrible. Maybe that was too much to expect of someone. It's called Trimax. You have to use a needle. But that was our plan, to have a love life. But then he reneged on all that, and now after 3 years has come up with saying, so he said there's no masturbation now because the diabetes has given him ED, so all in his former life or years ago.
Okay, and let's see.
Is that possible?
Yeah, okay. So let's see what Sherry and Dr. Amen have to say. And by the way, yes, we have heard of this often, and it's not funny, but I've joked, you know, this is why we recommend you not eat the wedding cake, because everything seems to change for some people when they do, but this is very serious. What do you say? Dr. M, get us started here.
So, you know, whenever I see people or I see problems, I always see these four big circles in my head. So what's the biology of this, the psychology, the social circle, and the spiritual circle? And under biology, I wrote down diabetes. That clearly gives people erectile dysfunction. He probably has low testosterone, so hormone issues, so his libido is not normal or not what it could be. I also would wonder about his sexual preference. But there's also psychological issues, which you know, Steve brought up, you know, what the issue with trauma going on in his head. So it's probably multifactorial, but it's clearly not good for you. The chronic stress that you're under is bad for your brain.
Yeah.
And you know what? You bring up a good point. You know, there's a term, I don't know if you've heard of it before, but it's called intimacy anorexia. It was a term coined by Doug Weiss that has to do with basically fear of being close. I have a hunch he was involved in masturbation and porn, and I think that's part of what caused the ED. And I just don't think he's gotten his attachment to you wired in, and I think he still struggles.
Yeah. We'll be back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Before we go back and talk about this very sensitive issue, I want to remind everybody, if you have an intimacy issue, we have an intensive that we're doing this weekend in Washington, D.C. Mylon and Kay will be there. I'll be there with my wife. Misty will be there. And I should say with Misty, who is happens to be my wife. Anyway, we're going to talk about every kind of issue, not just physical intimacy. But people go to this, they spend from Friday to Sunday, and they have a different kind of relationship. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll tell you all about it. All right, well, let's give Becky some help here, because this can't be easy for her while he's trying to, or she's trying to help him deal with the reality here, her reality. Let's help her.
You know, my heart goes out to you. It's almost like I imagine what he must feel like and what you must feel like. And I get the desperation of almost like having him in a petri dish of sorts, trying to figure out what is wrong. Because what happened to this guy that you were passionate again, you know, with before you got married? And so sometimes when we put people in a petri dish, it makes them even move further away from us. I could hear how many times he was saying that you said he didn't want to do the work. So I want to encourage you, one, to not give up. I want to encourage you to see how maybe you might be able to attach to him, connect to him in a gentle, loving way, even if it's holding hands, kind of letting go of those huge expectations, right, that are there because there is a problem. And then for me, I would be really reading around that intimacy anorexia and seeing if there can be a conversation around that. You brought up a good point, though, Dr. Amen. I love that we are here in essence of looking at the brain and the biology and also the relationship stuff, because sometimes they can get so interwoven that you don't know what's what. Mm-hmm. And so you brought up a really good point about the diabetes during the break.
So a lot of people don't know this is why sugar is the enemy. When you have high blood sugar, it begins to erode, damage all of the blood vessels in your body. And it first shows up with erectile dysfunction. Mm. And that's so sensitive for men that when they have performance failure, and then that leads to performance anxiety, which then pushes them away from their partner, it's devastating for them. But the level of rejection, and this happens in marriages all the time, for you, Becky, that is a really deep wound. And it's important to know that it's not you, that, you know, it's complicated and has these biological parts and psychological parts, even clearly a social part, because your marriage in some ways depends on getting this thing fixed, and spiritual, which is what's the point of all of this?
I see. So I thank you. I did lower my expectations greatly, but then I ended up starting to feel like his mom, like I was being used as a cook. Mm-hmm. And after 3 years, I finally came out with this, and I was counseled to get an annulment. So I did just go through with that a couple months ago. Sorry to say, because they were saying that because the vows are not binding, if the marriage has not been consummated. But I was feeling so ill that I didn't know what else to do anymore. Mm-hmm.
And we're heartbroken with you. I want to make sure that you continue on your healing journey, even past the annulment, that you don't hold on to some fears of men. And you might even want to become hyper-sexualized after something like this in order to guarantee that this guy is going to be the same on the other side, right?
And because I waited for my husband.
I get it.
So now it's like, forget it.
So this is actually where EMDR could be really helpful for Becky, because this is clearly a huge, painful, traumatic event for Becky. And so part of your healing, I mentioned EMDR because Sherry's actually, you know, an expert at it. It's a specific psychological treatment for people who've been traumatized. And so getting your own help is really important, because trauma changes the brain, that it actually takes your emotional brain and it makes it work really hard, and then you end up more anxious, more sad, more beginning to look for bad things to happen. And there's treatment that can calm down your emotional brain so that you don't have to stay with so many people listening. They've been in relationships where sexuality was unbalanced, and it's very traumatizing. And so I want to normalize that for you. What you're feeling is normal, and getting the help so it doesn't have to negatively impact your next relationship is really important.
Well, it is so vital, and if it's not right, this willingness to do whatever it takes is so important, and I'm really sorry to hear about the outcome here. I'm going to send her a copy of Feel Better Fast, Make It Last, because I think it helps anybody that reads it and follows it. And I'm so sorry to hear about what happened here. I wish there had been a different kind of outcome, but you know, maybe, hopefully, he will find the answer for his own problem. It is tricky. It is complex, and that's why we really need to honor sex as single people, because when we don't, it is damaging. And a lot of people have a very hard time with marital sex because they've been active premaritally or with pornography or whatever, and marital sex just doesn't do it for them, or like in this case, it's just not an option. All right, I'm really glad that she called. If you want to talk with us, 1-800 229-3000, The Intimacy in Marriage Intensive with Mylon Kay. I'll be there. Misty, my wife, will be there. Come and join us and let us help you with these kinds of issues. Right now, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, we have a matching gift. How are we doing on getting folks to match this gift so we can release that those funds to help others?
Well, the momentum is building. It's doing fairly well. We got a ways to go. We, you know, this matching gift was $324,000.
Mm-hmm.
We have matched $97,000, which is right at 30%, almost exactly.
Yeah.
$227,000 to go. I hope by the end of this week we can be much closer to 50%. So we, you know, we have a little bit to do. And when we received and agreed to make this a match, it was kind of a step of faith on our part. We've never had a matching gift this large.
Yeah.
And it was like, will our audience come forth and match it? And we believe in the audience, and we're praying that they will. And so far, they have.
Well, I'm going to do something I've never done before because it is so big. I'm just seeing if perhaps someone has been blessed greatly, and you want to share that. I'm going to ask 10 people for $10,000 somewhere. I'm going to believe it's there. I'm going to hope it's there. I don't have God whispering in my ear saying that they're there, Bucky in New Hampshire or something like that, but I just hope and pray we can find 10 people that would help us get the, you know, from 30 over to 60%, and then we could be able to really use this money. So if you can help us, every dollar you give, it's $2. Every $10,000 you give, it's $20,000. So help us if you can. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Anything else you want to share, Larry?
Well, I want to share why we want people to do this real quickly. Okay. An email that came in. I've been a member of Club New Life for years. It doesn't matter exactly how many years. What matters is how much your ministry has impacted our family. And she lists these ways. Books, and books. Rehab for our daughter. It saved her life. Your daily radio program. The gifts that you thank us with. The call center where I called for a Christian counselor and followed up. I saw her for a year and it made a big difference. Email, daily devotion. Club New Life CDs. I play them over and over. Your thank you calls. Workshop in D.C. my husband attended. Every Man's Battle book. We still bounce our eyes. New Life is woven into the fabric our families. New Life is woven into the fabric of our families.
Yeah.
Present, mature, and spiritual wellness. We're way past the baby milk stage. You pushed, you challenged. I hope you can comprehend your ministry's value to us. So if that's what you believe in, that's why we're asking you to give, because Amen. It makes a difference in lives. Thank you, everybody who is giving.
Yep. Thank you. Our thank you gift, well, it's an amazing insulated tote bag for beach, grocery store. It's beautiful. It's got the logo on it with a little brain inside the tree. Now, also, we have a T-shirt that's overpriced and undervalued. It's $100, and it says, I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt. But we use that to help other people. And then if you, at $30 a month, become a member of Club New Life, then we send you 8 books, the best of the best, including Intimate Deception by Dr. Sherry Keffer, Every Man's Battle, one of my books. We want you to have the best, and it's just our way of saying thank you, because those Club New Life monthly donations help. $30 a month, 8 books to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen. He is the author of, well, there are three books, of many books, but we've got three of them right here. One is the Memory Rescue. The other one is Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. And then, of course, the third one is Stones of Remembrance, with scriptures that you can memorize, really amazing scriptures that he selected. And they really help you with memory problems. But Memory Rescue, Stones of Remembrance, and Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. You can order 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to, let's see. I was going to go to George. George is not there. So I'm going to go to Stan, who, amazingly, Stan lives in Stanley, New Mexico. Is that right, Stan? You live in Stanley?
Yep.
Very convenient. How can we help you today? Glad you called. Thanks for calling.
On the topic of brain, I suffered a severe trauma when I was about 11, and I was on a high bar and fell off and hit my head.
Mm.
People around me said that I functioned normally to go back from recess and use the restroom and get in the classroom. I could hear people and apparently was talking, but I couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Until sitting in the classroom, I woke up, as it were, and could see things and had a headache. And since this was in 1960 or 61, why, we didn't have scans to do.
Yeah. Okay, so what is the question for us?
How should I handle this? How should I handle my difficult living situation with a wife with significant health problems?
Okay. All right.
So what's your life been like, Stan? How old are you? And just tell us a little bit about the trajectory of your life.
Late 60s. Went to undergraduate school at Caltech, went to in the Air Force and then industry for 20 years, and then went to graduate school at Austin, Texas, got a PhD in physics, worked at Los Alamos National Laboratory, left there with a project running out of money. And I've been trying to move out of state for about the last 3 years with my wife, but things keep coming up, like her fracturing her pelvis and needing a total hip replacement.
So it sounds like the head injury when you were 11 had some significant healing, because you don't go on and get a PhD and go to and graduate from Caltech unless you're super bright and your brain works in a reasonable way. And the brain has just such amazing healing powers if you put it in a healing environment. So even though you're in your late 60s, for me, I'd want to look at your brain and go, well, how is it? And could we make it even better still? it sounds like, from that biological, psychological, social, spiritual stuff we've been talking about, there's significant social stress, you know, if your wife isn't healthy. You know, whenever a family member suffers, everybody in the family suffers. Mm-hmm. And so the stress could be involved. Perhaps, Steve, my book, Memory Rescue, would be so good for him. It's how do I take my vulnerable brain, that's what I think of your brain, it's vulnerable because of the head injury, and really help it heal to its maximum ability. And that's where, you know, you learn to manage the stress, but also eat right, think right, what are the right supplements, how can I really put my brain in a healing environment to completely eradicate that risk. I mean, it's 2 million people every year in the United States have a head injury. That means over the last 40 years, that's 80 million people that are probably walking around the United States with the effects of traumatic brain injury. But, you know, some people heal while other people end up depressed, addicted, suicidal.
And, you know, to be as brilliant as you are, Stan, I mean, he's got a PhD. It's so frustrating when you have a situation in your life that you can't fix, right? When you've got a wife that's got some health problems and fractures. And so I think sometimes in that frustrating place, we tend to pull in rather than reaching out for support. And so I would encourage you, you sound weary, my friend, and I would encourage you to connect with some friends. I don't know where your family's at, with your church community. See about getting some support so that you know you're not alone as you guys are going through this challenging time.
All right. I'm really glad you called, and I'm going to send you Memory Rescue. Anybody else, you can order it. We have it. We want you to have it. So call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us get that to you. It really could change everything for you. Dr. Amen, before I close out the program, anybody listening, give folks two or three things that anybody could do to make their brain better or just to help it to stay in good shape. What are a couple of practical things?
So really three big things. The first one, you have to love your brain. I mean, nobody thinks about that, but it runs everything you do and everything you are. So really caring about it. And the little tiny habit, I work with this group at Stanford on how people change. And they change through, you know, these really small behaviors that can make a huge impact. And the tiny habit that we came up with for brain health was, before you go and do anything or eat anything, say anything, you just ask yourself, is this good for my brain or bad for it? And you just want to know the list, right? I mean, we've already mentioned sugar. We've mentioned being on a high bar for 11 years old. I think that's insane, right? When you just think of the potential risk factors. In the break, we were talking about boxing.
Soccer.
Is it good for my brain or bad for it? Love your brain. And then avoid anything that hurts it. Know the list. Vaping is not a good alternative to smoking. They actually both damage your lungs, which damages oxygen to your brain. So love your brain. Avoid things that hurt it. Do things that help it. And the universal treatment in psychiatry is exercise. Even for people who have schizophrenia, exercise is helpful. It decreases their need for medication. Head-to-head against antidepressants, exercise is equally effective in the short run, more effective in the long run.
And doesn't generosity have a big benefit to the brain? Well, anyway, I'm hoping it does, because we need generous support right here. If you can help us, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please do. And let me remind you again, every month we do Every Man's Battle, and men's lives are changing. When I was preaching this weekend, men coming up to me saying, this book, Every Man's Battle, changed my life. Some went to the workshop. It's everywhere. Women thank me. Thanks for saving our marriage. But there's another thing. It's this weekend in D.C. It's the Intimacy and Marriage Weekend. Come join us. It's just transformational. It really is amazing. I'll do Finding Freedom in Dallas on September the 20th. And don't forget, in Orange County, Irvine, October 5th, that's our 12 steps to happier. If you ever read the Serenity Prayer, it reads, you know, that you could be reasonably happy in this world and eternally happy in the next. That's what we want for you. If you want to join us on the next program, we'll be here another hour at 1-800-229-3000. Thank you, Dr. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. And thanks to all of you who listen, watch, and pray for this ministry.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.